Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Vav, and we are on Hayam Abayz, and Shema Kiman is the last day of the sponsorship, thank you, of Mayor and Jane D. Fuchs in honor of the marriage of their daughter Shira, and Avram Hertz, which was on Dalet Adar last week, and the tefillah is that the family with the new Machatanim, Rabbi Yonos and Rochelle Hertz, Simosh Nachas from the new couple, and everyone who needs to find their Zivug and Shidduch should find it quickly. Amen. Hey, Amabez, we are towards the bottom. We are in the sugya of treifa. The Gemara just quoted up above a source that excludes treifa from being a karbon. So the question the Gemara is going through now, back and forth, all the way until the next Mishnah. As you see, this is a whole blot discussion, and that is, do you really need a pasuk to exclude treifa? Would you be able to know it from a kal vachomer from balmum? Because after all, the balmum, which is allowed for you to eat, is not allowed to be brought on the mizbeach. So surely a treifa, which you're not allowed to eat, surely shouldn't be able to be brought on the mizbeach. So we have gone back and forth whether that is really a good kal vachomer. Towards the bottom, what we mentioned yesterday, let's start from the fifth to last skinny line again. I said I'd come back to it. So we go back and forth. Could you bring a raya? We brought in Omer. That's why this is here. We brought in whether the Omer could, is matir anything. And then we say, we're picking it up in the middle, but this is what we'll start from. Amalei Ravacha midifti l'ravina. Fifth to last skinny line. Ihachi trefanami takriv v'tad alav shebesoche. If you're telling me that chadash is the Minchas HaOmer should be able to be hukrav because it matirs the rest of its own flour, so surely a treifa also, you should be able to be makriv, and it at least should be matir its own the rest of the animal. So the question is here, what exactly is the question? What's the parallel between the Omer matiring itself and the treifa matiring itself? So the Karanor explains, based on Tosfos, that really says it a little bit, but the Karanora really fleshes it out more. Maybe the Havamina is against what Rashi says. The Havamina is that the Omer is not only Matir itself from the Isser of Chadash, but it's Matir Isser itself from the Isser of Shvius. If you say that it's an all-inclusive heter, so maybe that's at least the parallel to the Havamina. That Treifa also, even though it has nothing to do with matering the rest of its the rest of itself, surely should be parallel to what we said in the previous line, that the Omer should matir itself even from other Isurim. Okay, either way, though, that's rejected. And we say, Ela parachachi, mala minchas ha-Omer shkei mitzvasa b'kach. You cannot bring a raya from the minchas ha-Omer because that's what you're supposed to do. So you can't bring any parallels and precedents to teach us about treifa. So we try again. Reish Lakish Omer, another try of defending the drasha. Mishum deikol meimar mefati maktoris yochiach. Maybe let's look at mefati maktoris, creating the ktoris, which is nisadaraisa in parshas kisisa. Sha'asur lehedyo nemutur legavoa. Right, that is also, you can't make the ktoris for a hedyo, but you can make it for gavoa. This is our rice, is making it for a hedyot. So too, treifa. Maybe I would have thought that it's asur lehedyo nemutur legavoa, and that's why you need the pasuk. Maybe that's the defense. So the Gemara first picks up on the language of Reish Lakish. Sounds somewhat unusual. It says what? Asur lehedyot mutar legavoa. What? A hedyot is not allowed to do it, and Hashem is allowed to do it? Mefatim gavrahu. Well, a mefatim, we're talking about person versus God doing it? So the Gemara says, no, we never meant that. Ela pitam aktoris yochiach. Pitam aktoris, the act, not focusing on who is doing it. The act. She'asur lehedyot mutar legavoa. And therefore, so to treifa, and therefore that should be a good parallel. So where it says, no, malapita maktarish ke mitzvah subakach. Again, as we said before, there's no raya because that's exactly a mitzvah. That's what you're supposed to do. So you can't bring me a raya from there to treifa. So if we knock out the precedence, then we're back to the original kal vachomer, which knocks out the drasha. That's basically everything that we're doing in these 25, 30 lines is, are we saving the kal vachomer, and therefore we knock out the drasha, the need for the drasha, or are we knocking out the kal vachomer, and then the drasha stands. So we just said, we defended the kal vachomer. So mar bered ravina amar mishum dikal meimar shabbos tochiach shasur lehedyot umutaros legavoa. Maybe shabbos should be to prove it that asur lehedyot, you cannot do avodas on shabbos for hedyot, right? That's malach on shabbos and mutaros legavoa. But still, I'm allowed to do avodas in the base of mikdash for Hashem. So that should be a parallel. And so to a treifa, and that's why you need the source to exclude it. So mal shabbos kein hutra mechalis el hedyo b'mila. No, by shabbos you could say it's more meikel because you find by shabbos even by a hedyot certain malach is aser. Where by mila, mila bizmana, you're allowed to do the mila on shabbos even though it's a malacha. What malach is it? What malach is mila? So Pasha is the malacha of chovel, the malacha of wounding. Which av malacha is the malacha of chovel? So that, we mentioned in the past, is not clear. The Gemara in a few places says, assumes chavala is a malacha, but it's not exactly clear what malacha that is. It's not one of the 39. Some Rishonim say it is, some Rishonim say it is soveya. It's coloring the skin. Some Rishonim Rashi in Shabbos. Some Rishonim say it is shochet. It's killing, because mali katla kula, mali katla palga, borrowing a line from the Gemara elsewhere. Doesn't matter if you kill somebody fully or partially, if you move their blood. So some say it's soveya, some say it's shochet. So different, some say maybe it might be removing the blood from its natural source. Sorry? So it might be different. The Meiri in Masechta Shabbos says maybe the malacha of mila is tikkun. You are fixing this person. He's becoming a mahul and he's not an aril anymore. So that is, we know it's a malacha daraisa, whatever you're doing, because the Torah has to go out of its way to tell you, b'yom ha-shmini afilu b'shabbos. Shaila is which malacha, but either way we know it is mutter as long as it is a mila bismana. As long as it is a mila bismana. So the Gemara, so isn't that a case that says Shabbos is mutter even esel hedyot? So the Gemara says, atu milas are a hedyot who? Mila mitzvah. That's not a parallel that, oh, mila is mutter lehedyot, therefore don't compare it. But mila, that's gavoa. You're not doing that for yourself. You're doing that for Hashem. That's like a carbon. Rabbeinu Bachai, I forgot to bring it. Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Vayera says that this mila is parallel to a father giving a carbon, and that's why this carbon is mechusar zman before day 8. And it's like bringing a carbon. So that's similar to like this idea. You can put it into this line of the Gemara. Mila is a mitzvah, is parallel to the avoda. So therefore, elamalim Shabbos gives mitzvah sabakach. Okay, a different reason why you cannot compare it to Shabbos. That mitzvah sabakach. This is the what you're supposed to do by Shabbos, and therefore again, it is not a raya from Shabbos, and therefore we're back to the Kal Vachomer, which would knock out the drasha. Interesting tshuva that Nodabi Yehuda has, almost in Yonah D'Yomah, within another month, it'll be in Shloshim Yom, another week, it'll be Shloshim Yom L'Frei HaChag, Nodabi Yehuda was asked that there was somebody who was doing a Mila Shalobizmana, and it was a week before Pesach, that the Mo'al said, okay, you can do the Mila now. So the guy wanted to wait till Erev Pesach to do the Mila, because he was the firstborn. So in that way, he wouldn't have to fast. I'm not going to rely on any of these b'dievet siyumim. No, I'm going to get a real suda mitzvah. I'm going to make the mila, but I can do it today. I'll do it a week later. That was the question to the Navi Yehuda. So the Navi Yehuda starts screaming at him. He says, I can't believe this. Anybody is going to delay a mila. He quotes Machlokas Rambam Ravid, beginning of Hilchas Mila, when the Isra of Kares kicks in. The Rambam says it only kicks in if a person dies without a Mila. The Ravid says every single day, maybe every single second, there's a Chiv of Kares. How could you delay? He's remaining an Orel on purpose just because you want to eat something on Erev Pesach, Chas V'Shalom. He's very charif about the Mila, even though a person might want to eat for Tainus Bechoros, but that shouldn't be done. Okay, Viter. Third to last line. Rav Ada bar Abba Amar, Mishum Digla Meimar, another try to defend the drasha. Kilayim Tochiach, Sha'asurin Lehedyot, Umutaron Lagavoa. What about Kilayim? Shatnis. We know there are five types of Shatnis. This Shatnis is Kilay Begadim. So that also is Asur Lehedyot, and a Hedyot can never wear Shatnis, and Mutaron Lagavoa. And yet, it's Mutar Lagavoa. Hedyot is Mutar Lagavoa, because one of the Big Dikahuna had Shatnis in it. The Avnate, the belt. It had Shatnis in it. And it was Mutar to be worn. So therefore, isn't that a Raya? So the Gemara says, No, but Kilayim, just like we tried to say by Shabbos, there is a heter by Kilayim for Hedyot, and that's tzitzis. Tzitzis in the ultimate way, if you do tzitzis with the tchelas, then you can wear with shinas also. Right? That's what the Chazal say on the smichus of Gedilim Tasalacha and Losil Bashatnis next to each other, that the Atzik Dechalosa say. So Gemara gets it, other tzitzis are a Hedyot, who mitzvahi? Right, tzitzis is also, it's a mitzvah, that's a good sort of gavoa, so that's not a, you can't say it's mutter etzel hedyot, like where it says, elamal kilayim, shepas vasa bakach. Same question as before, that's what you're supposed to do. And therefore, don't bring me any rayas to trefa. It wouldn't have had the parallel, and therefore we're back to the Kal Vachomer, which would knock out the drasha. Rashi notes here, where is kilayim l'gavoa? Where is kilayim l'gavoa? Rashi says on top, Avneto shel Kohen. The Avnate of the Kohen is where it's Kilayim. The Shagas Aryeh, and others asks on the sheets of the Rabban on this line. What does the Gemara say? Malak Hilayim Shem Mitzvaso Bekach. There is a machlokas, Rambam and Rabban. I know we mentioned this before, but we'll mention it right now again. It's both in Hilchas Kelayim Mikdash and in Hilchas Kelayim. I'll read it to you from Kelayim. The last halacha in Hilchas Kelayim is the Kohen not doing the Avoda allowed to wear his Big Day Kahuna that have Kelayim in it. That's the machlokas. This Big Day Kahuna that have Kelayim in it, is he allowed to wear it when he's eating lunch? That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Raifet. Kohanim shalav shu big day kahuna shalav b'shas avoda afilu b'migdash lokin mibnei ha'abnet shehu kilayim. Kohanim that do the avoda are going to get malchus if they're wearing the avoda, they're not wearing the avoda because it's kilayim. So we're only talking about the Kohen Gadol here. Because the avnet, I'm sorry, we're talking about all the kohanim because the avnet is a beged of all, right? You have the ksones, and the Michnasayim, and the Mikbas, and the Avnet. Those are the four begadim worn by every Kohen. Then you have the added, the Tzitz, and the Choshen, and the Ephod, and the Me'il. Those are the four by the Kohen Gadol. But the Avnet is by all of them. So, if any Kohen wears his Avnet at a time when he's not doing the Avoda, the Rambam says, it's an Issud Araisa, and you get Malkus. Velo Huchru Bo, Ella B'Shas Avoda, Shehi Mitzvah Zaseh, Kemo HaTzitzis. That's what the Rambam says. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram Tabazem. He says, Gemara in Yuma seems to say, B'mikdash afilu shlo b'shas avoda mutter. Says, no, he says, V'aytakamar nami mishma avnet. He says, why avnet? What, the choshen and the ephod don't have kelayim? He assumes the choshen and the ephod have kelayim also, which might be a machlokas. But either way, this is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Radvaz here asks, quotes the Ravid's question, and he says, how could the Rambam answer? The second question. Because the first question is just a machlokas, how do you understand the Gemara? But how about the second question of other begadim? So he says, first of all, it could be that the Avnei was the only one that had soft shatnez. And the Isser of shatnez is an Isser Levisha. If it's very hard, there's no Isser of shatnez, right? If somebody's on a carpet that's very hard, there's no Isser of shatnez if they're not wearing it. It's only if there's Hanas Levisha. Number one. Number two, and then he says a fascinating suggestion, which we have to put this back in our Big Day Kahuna discussions months ago, the Yod Yesh Lomar, the Lagabi Kohen Gadol, the Chsiv Beyo Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze, Huter Kilayim Lagabei. Ava Kohen Hedyot, Lo Huter Lo Ela B'Shas Avoda. What the Ravid asked from Ephod and Choshen, those are Big Day Kohen Gadol. Big Day Kohen Gadol, says the Ravaz in the Das of the Rambam, maybe even Shlo B'Shas Avoda, it's Mutter. The Kohen Gadol, even not during the Avoda. Masha'en came to Kohen Hedyot. What's the lundus behind that? Is there a different purpose in terms of the begadim of the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot? Or do we say maybe Kohen Gadol is always considered Shas Avoda? That's another way to lumdus, put the lumdus behind it. There is no Shalom B'Shas Avoda by the Kohen Gadol. He's not allowed to leave the Mikdash. What does that mean? Even if his relative dies. Why? Because he's constantly considered Shas Avoda. Maybe the tzitz on his forehead is always being mechaper. In any case, that's what the Ravid suggests. Maybe don't ask me those kashas because that's Kohen Gadol and not Kohen Hedyot. Okay, but either way, it's an machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. But ask the Shagas Aryeh, what does our Gemara say? Why is he allowed to wear kilayim? Because mitzvaso bekach. Sounds like the Rambam. Mitzvaso bekach. According to the Ravid, even if you're not doing the mitzvah, even if you're just wearing it shalom b'shas avoda, it's going to be mutter. So how do you get out of this problem? So says the Shagas Aryeh, Simon Chavtes, In the title of the simon, Kilayim Bitzitz is a big tekahuna shloba makam mitzvah. He's dealing with this question. So he says, quotes our Gemara as a raya to the Rambam. So he says, V'yeshlomar, demikal makam gabe avoda lo huta shloba makam mitzvah, elo mishum, migu de huta b'makam mitzvah, utanami shloba makam mitzvah, thar b'makam b'mitzvah, shu ikir hagoim lahatir, nami shloba makam mitzvah, mitzvah subakach. What you have to say for the Ravid is that it's once you have the heter because of the mitzvah, so it's always classified as a mitzvah, even if you're not actually doing the mitzvah at this moment. Masha'en kein treifa shela olam ei mitzvah sabakach. Unlike treifa, which is never a mitzvah, that's the contrast of the Gemara. This, at least by shatnez and bitei kahuna, is in the category of mitzvah. Masha'en kein outside, like in treifa, it is never the case. He says, I'll give you another raya to the Ravid. We know that a chatas ha'of sometimes is brought al safek. Let's say a woman's not sure if she had a baby, if she had a miscarriage, she's not sure what was going on, or other cases, zava, not sure. So the kinds of chatas ha'of ha'ba al safek. So you bring the carbon chatas ha'of, but you don't eat it. That's the case of Chalitz of a Baal Safek. After Shagas Aryeh, how do you do that avoda? Pashas, you have to do that with a Bidei Kahuna. Because it's an avoda. You're doing bringing a chatas ha'ov. You're doing the avodas. You're doing a malika. You're doing all the avodas. What do you mean? You're wearing the big day kahuna, but what if it's not really needed? It's a chatas of a baal safik. What if deep down the woman did not have to bring this karban? So the kohen is violating bekum vasei. He's wearing his big day kahuna shat and his shalob and makam avoda. Because maybe it's a safik. She's sorry, the rice al chumra. You have to bring the karban, but you're not allowed to wear the begadim. Oh, harai, the raven must be right. That's what the that's a right to the Ravid. Unless you say, he says, what would the Rambam say? You don't have a choice here. Ain't Breira. You don't have a choice. You have to do this Avodah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously understands. Either way, but this is a discussion back and forth. The Shaka Sari brings Rayas to the Rambam and to the Ravid there in Simen Chavtes. Okay, we continue weiter. Fifth word. Rav Shisha Brei Rav Idi Amar. Still trying to defend or to ask on the drasha that excludes treifa from being a karban. So we're trying to defend it now. Maybe you would learn it, even though we, on the previous amud, we brought specific halachas to torpedo the drasha. If you put a couple of them together, maybe that can help us out. Mala malika shekin kedushas osarta. We said malika is not a parallel because that's what you're supposed to do. Its act is what makes it usur. Chelav adam yochichu, and chelav adam will prove it because chelav adam is usur to us and mutter for gavoa. Mala chelav adam shekin boim mechlal heter. Chelav adam come from a mutter animal. Malika tochiach, malika would prove that it doesn't, because if you do malika to a chulin animal, it's totally treif. The chazar adin, and you put it together. Lo raizeh karaizeh, lo raizeh karaizeh. Each one doesn't have the other attributes, hatzara shava shebahen, sha'asur and lehedyot and mutar and legavoa. But what's parallel between them is that they're both asur lehedyot and mutar legavoa. So afani avi treifa, and so too I would have included treifa. Afa pisha asur lehedyot and mutar legavoa. I would have included treifa, and that's why we need the makar. Good. Samora says, not good. Ma latzara shava shebahen, shkem mitzvasa bakach. Both of those are what you're supposed to do. Malika and chelev and dam. So again, you cannot compare them. So elam ravashi, let's try again. El Amar Ravashi, Mishum de Ikala Meimar, Meikara de Dina, Pircha. From the Iker Hadin, from the Iker of the Kalvachomer, the original Kalvachomer, from Balmum, Pircha, we have a problem. Meaning, the Gemara now is changing strategies. Instead of trying to bring another source, which is a parallel and a precedent, we're going to attack the Kalvachomer directly and try to knock out the Kalvachomer in order to save the Drasha. So, Mehecha Mai says, Lami Balmum. The Kalvachomer was from Balmum. What was the Kalvachomer, if you remember? Balmum, which is mutter to you, it's also to as a carbon, so a trefa, which is also to you, surely should be also for a carbon. So let's knock that out. Mala Balmum, shekein asa bo makrivin kekraven. By a Balmum, we compared the makrivin to the craven. Why? Because the Balmum apostles in the Kohanim also, the makrivin. So maybe that's why it is chamur. So you can't make a Kalvachomer to trefos. A Kohen who's a trefa, inside does not possible by Kohanim. Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Bechorah, Sadaf Memhei, Eluk Sheirin Ba'adam, Upsulam Bebehema. There are many cases of trefa, which is a trefa by an animal, not a trefa by a person. So you see, you cannot compare a Balmum to trefa. So maybe that's why we should just knock out the Kalvachomer totally. So Amle Rav Acha Saba L'Rav Ashi. No. Yotzi Dofin Yochiach. I'll prove to you that the Makraven Craven point is not a factor. Yotzi Dofin, a cesarean section baby. We'll prove it. Why? Shelo asabo makriven kekraven. Because you do not make makriven kekraven. Because what? A Kohen, who's a Yotzei Dofen, can do the avoda, even though a Yotzei Dofen animal cannot be hukrav. So you see, you don't say that. Umutala hedyon vasala gavoa. And yet, it is still mutala hedyon vasala gavoa. So to Trefai would have said that without the pasuk. So again, we're still back to the problem. So Gemara says, Mali Yotzei Dofen, shkeno eno kadosh bebechora. One second, Yotzei Dofen, you cannot bring me a compare because that's not Kadosh Bibachoris. You see, Yotzei Dofen is weak, and that's why if it's weak, that's why it has or at least different. And therefore it is that's why you need the pasuk. That's what Rashi says. Shkin in a Kadosh Bibachora de Peterechem Ksiv. Peterechem applies by animals and by people. Tomar betrefa shekedusha bebechora. But a trefa, even if an animal was born trefa, it still has kedushas bechor if it was petarechem. So therefore you might have said it has different halachas. And that's why you need the pasuk. So Gemara says, Baal Mum Yochiach. No, go back to the Baal Mum. Baal Mum also is Kaddish B'Bechora. Even though it's Asul Gavoas, I would have said it by Trefa too, and I wouldn't have needed the Pasik. So Mala Baal Mum Shkina Asa Bo Makri Vika Kriven Yosei Dovin Yochiach. So we keep going back and forth. V'chazer Adin, L'Roi Zeh, R'Roi Zeh, L'Roi Zeh, R'Roi Zeh. Each of these are different. Atzad HaShev HaShebehen. What's the common between these two, Baal Mum and Yotzei Dofen? Shemu Taran Lehed Yod Vasirim L'Gavoa. They're both Mutter. I'm allowed to eat an animal. That's Yotzei Dofen or Baal Mum. But it's not allowed to be brought as a carbon. So, Af Ani, see the gears on the side. Af Ani, Avi Trefa, Shasur Lehed Yotzei, Asur L'Gavoa. So I would have said that. And therefore, I don't need the drasha. So the Gemara says, Ma'alat Tzad HaShev HaShebehen Shekein Lo Huchru Michlalan. You never have a time when those items are mutter to be brought as a carbon. Tomar b'treifa shehuta michlala. Maybe treifa is different because there is a time you can bring a treifa as a carbon. When? We'll have to see in a second. Amalei Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Ashi treifa juzu michlala and mahi. When are you allowed to bring a treifa? Since when? You're never allowed to bring a balmom. You're never allowed to bring a yosei dofen. Since when would you be able to bring a treifa? If you could find it, if you could find the treifa that you could bring, so then we defended our drasha, because that's what would say that treifa is unique, and therefore you need a pasuk. So, but where is it? So this is a gemara that we alluded to months ago, when we first discussed Malika. So, Ilema, if you want to tell me, what's the case that a treifa is allowed to be brought? Malika de olas ha'of, ligavoha. Malika of a carbonola. So the Gemara at this stage classifies Malika as a treifa. This is related. Rabbi Yosef Engel brought this as a mufurish raya. If you remember, we discussed this back in the Samachs and the Ayins of Maseches Zvachim. How do we look at Malika? Malika, because usually Malika, if I do it to a chulin animal, it becomes a treifa. I break its neck before I break its the simanim. So do we say that is its shechita? That was one possibility that we said to Rabbi Yosef Engel. That is a shechita, just like the Gemara has a line that pushing the seer lazazel off the cliff is its shechita. And egla arufa, doing arif on the egla arufa, is its shechita. So to hear the malika of karbanos of is its shechita. Do we say that? Or do we say no? The chiddush of the Torah by malika is that it's a treifa, but the kohanim are allowed to eat it. Right? Those are the two possibilities. So the strongest raya to the second possibility is this Gemara right here. Because the Gemara says, hey, Malika of an Ola Sa'of is Lagavoa. And therefore, that's a treifa that's allowed. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good raya. Why? Because the Gemara doesn't reject that fact, but it just brings in another. So Ba'amob Nami, Ba'ofos Ishtaru Yishtaru. What do you mean? Birds don't have problems with Ba'ali Mumin. As we've learned many times, Tamus v'zachrus bebehemavei, Tamus v'zachrus be'ofos. Ofos only have problems of mechusrei aver. They're missing limbs. Not that they have a problem with bali movements. Don't bring me a raya from treifa of an olas ha'of that is going to be legavoa. Of course legavoa. For karbanis, there's no problem of bali movement by birds. So the Gemara says, Ela malika techatas ha'of lekoanim. Okay, what about the chatas ha'of? That goes to the koanim. That's not, doesn't go to as a carbon. Chatas ha'of, what the Mishnah says in Zvachim, Ein lam mizbeach el adama. Everything of the chatas ha'of is going to go to the Kohanim. Only the blood goes on the mizbeach. So malika of a chatas ha'of. So isn't that a case of treifa that is mutter? So the Gemara says, Kohanim mishochon gavoka zachah. No, even if the Kohanim eat it, we hold this by kachay kachim that the Kohanim get it from Hashem. So it's also classified as gavoha. So therefore, again, there's no parallel. Don't say that as a uniqueness. So we're back to the problem. We're back to the problem of why do you need a pasuk for treifa? Treifa is not unique. We want to say, oh, treifa is mutter? It's only mutter for a carbon. And even when the Kohanim get it, it's coming from Hashem anyway. So, ve'ala parachachi. We're almost there. We're almost at the end. Ma'ala tzad HaShev HaShebehen Shekein Mumanikar. Right? Maybe the parallel by Yotzei Dofen and Baal Mum, you know why those have a special din? Because their mum is nikar. Everybody could tell. Baal Mum, everybody could tell. What about Yotzei Dofen? Everybody could tell by Yotzei Dofen? So Rashi says, when this cesarean born is a big coal. Everybody's talking about it in shul. Right? That's why Yotzei Dofen. Right? Yotzei Dofen, you heard? There wasn't a regular labor. I guess people were talking. But Yotzei Dofen, mum nikar, de is like kalav akol yodim. Rashi says. That's also considered nikar. So Tamar b'treifa, shkinein muma nikar. But treifa does not have muma nikar, mishum hachi, it's drichkra. That's why we need the pasik. Sof maisa, you need the pasik. The pasik we had earlier of min habakar, lahotzi is a treifa. We saved it. We knocked out the kal v'chomer. Treifa is unique. And that's why I would have thought that a treifa is mutter to be given as a karban, and that's why you need the pasuk to tell me that it's aser to be given as a karban. So in the Beis HaOtzar, on the last page of Chelek Aleph, in the Beis HaOtzar, he talks about grafted esrogim. What does grafted esrogim have to do with Menachas Davav? Right? Grafted esrogim, between an esrog and a lemon. So what is the problem? So they're puzzle. Everybody agrees to that. Why is an erkov hamurkav me esrog velimon? Why is that puzzle? So some say it's a problem of chaser. It's a problem of missing. Meaning in the part of this esrog lemon, that's lemon, so you're lacking esrog. And that's why it's a problem of chaser. It's like you took a bite out of the esrog, as if it's not there. That's what he says. And then he says, but it's not chaser. He says it's own chaser is only if it's really not there. So then he says, maybe it's a balmum. Then he says, balmum, it has to be nikar, our gemara. Because our nikar, balmum has to be nikar. And everybody has to see, it's a mum shebagoli, right? By Moshe Inkain, trefa is not called a balmum. Because it's not nikar. Im kein, he says, b'chol makom de mumsh eino galui v'nikar eino poso b'kachim v'yakachach de kosh eino nikar chashiv tam. Dim lo kein, lifsol miyas mikra de tamim tiyet, tichsev kemuvan. V'yakachach kivash eino nikar chashiv gamkin tamim. V'im kein hoa de nesrog murkav. Ein chisrono nikar shaper chashiv tam. So it shouldn't be a problem. Unless you say that now that we know what simonim of a murkav are, it's smooth, it's this, it's that, so that itself makes it nikar. Makes it nikar. V'nis yashapti ov, and he says, maybe the kushim ikar lesa. D'le inyin mumhu, d'amrin and d'lo chashim mum rak begalui. Ukshino galui lo chashim mum. Then he says, our whole gemara is only about balmum. Maybe chaser doesn't have this requirement. Balmum, it's gotta be nikar to be balmum. Mashenki to be chaser, it does not have to be nikar. So maybe I could say this is chaser, even though you don't realize it's chaser. And only I know it's chaser, that would still be a problem, because our Gemara is only talking about balmum and not chaser. That's what he says in Klal Reishu Tes, on the last page of Beis HaOsar Chelek Aleph. Okay, so we defended the drasha. So now we're saying, okay, the drasha is good, but now, why do you need the drasha? There are other drashas. V'treicha mehacha nafka. From here we learned that you're not allowed to bring a treif as a carbon, mehasam nafka. We have another pasuk from Yechezkel, who I had yesterday. Mimashke Yisrael, menam mutter liYisrael. Something that has to be mutter. You're only allowed to use something as a carbon from something that is mutter for you. And treif is also for you. Or a third pasuk, mikol asher yavar tachas ashavet. From anything that is passed under the shevet for meiser behema, nafka. Now, that's where you learn it from. Prat, l'treifa sheino varis. But a treifa, you don't pass through to be counted from Eiser Behema. So you have three psukim to teach me that a treifa is excluded. So, then where it says treifa, you need all three. Why? Dibi mashki Yisrael, if you only had the one mashki Yisrael, hava amina, l'muti hecha d'lo haitzvah shasa kosher. I would have thought you only excluded treifa. That was always a treifa. That was born a treifa. Dum yod arlo v'kili akerim, similar to that grew beisur aval haisul hashasa kosher. But if it had a time of hechsher ema tiskasher, then I would have thought that it's okay. It's not a TFB treifa from birth. So katz of rachmana kol asher yavar. That's why it's kol asher yavar. You have to have the other pasuk, even a treifa that's not from birth. V'katz of rachmana kol asher yavar. And if you want to say only have that second pasuk, hava amina l'mute heichad nitrafal b'sofik disha. That's only if it was a treifa before it was sanctified, before you were makdishit dum yedemaiser aval hikdisha l'basof nitrafa. But if you were makdishit before it became a treifa, the beizna the akdisha havichazia, at the moment that you were makdishit, it was ra'u. Maybe that would be okay. That's why you need the third pasuk. And that's why you need all three psukim. Okay, so a lot to talk about here related to Mashki Yisrael. Just to quote one, discussions, but just to quote one question of Rebbe Chanan. One question of Rebbe Chanan, and the Stipler quotes this question of Rebbe Chanan. Rebbe Chanan in Psachim, in Kuf Tzadik Zayin, asks, how could we bring karbanis on Yom Kippur? We're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, and it's a violation of Mashke Yisrael. Right, Mashke Yisrael, what does it tell me? You're only allowed to bring a karban from something that you're allowed to eat. So ask Rebbe Chanan, how do we do the avodah of Yom Kippur? How do we bring all those special karbanis? Right, we're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So you know there's an answer to that question. So he says, V'yesh Lomar, says Rebbe Chanan, Lumdis, why are you not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? It's not a din in the food, it's a din in you. After all food is asr on Yom Kippur. The din of Mashke Yisrael is only where the isr flows from the food, not from the person. Yom Kippur ain't a meichel aser, ela yoma kagarim. Umi mashke Yisrael lo shayach, ela hecha shahamachel aser. Aval eino muchan le'inyin Shabbos, mikri machel aser, kamo chamez bepesach. Tevade pasal misha mashke Yisrael. Ubir achilak zeh. Tebechamez, he's contrasting this. Chamez on Pesach and muksa on Shabbos. Sibas ha'isr hu b'machel. The food is muksa, the chamez. Aval yom ha'kipurim, dekol ma'achalim sheba olam asurin. Ein lomar, de sibas ha'isr. Hibamachalim. You can't say that every food is machayip, rak yoma kagarim. And there's a v'yotzer mizeh, efshalomar. Even more than this. To be yoma kipurim ha'achila mitzad atzma ein ba'isr. Ela mishum da'al yedei achila mevatal mitzvahs inui. It's not even an achila issue, it's an inui issue, it's a state of affliction issue. Abol dover zeh ino barer, delafiz alachorah, maybe you shouldn't say inus achal isser. Okay, that's how he says, tzorachim. But either way, on lamdis, he says, was the isser mishum the maichal, or is an isser mishum the person? That's his chilek. And the stipel discusses this as well on our Gemara in Menachis and in Simon Gimel. He quotes this Rabbi Chanan, and he says, I have a different answer. Mitzvasa bekach. Just like the Gemara said five times. It said it by Chadash. It said, we had it from Tosas on Peidalad yesterday. Mitzvasa bekach. The Torah tells you to do this. So it's obviously not a problem of Mashgi Yisrael. The Torah is saying, don't worry about the problem of Mashgi Yisrael. This is what you're allowed to do. Okay, either way, it's an important Rabbi Chanan in Meseches Psachim. Kuf Tzadik Zayin. Vayter says the next Mishnah. Okay, there's more, but not for now. We'll mention Rabbi Chanan if we have time at the end. Another Rabbi Chanan. Says the Mishnah. This Mishnah is a parallel to the Mishnah we had in Zvachim in the second parak. Echad minchas chodi vechad kol menachas. All karbanes mincha shekams on zar onein. That kemitzah was done by a zar. A non-male, dressed, washed hands, kohen. That's the definition of a zar. Onein, or an onein. What's the definition of an onein? Somebody lost one of his seven relatives? Rashi says in Zvachim daf Tezvav, where this comes up, before Kfura. What about after Kfura on that day? Achronim or Tzarachin on Rashi. What do you mean the whole day is Aninus Daraisa? Right, so the Rashi says after Kfura. So you have to try to reread Rashi. Rashi doesn't really mean after Kfura. It means an Oni is before Kfura. That's the Mechayiv of the state of Aninus. But the state of Aninus stays the entire day, L'chora. That's what the Netziv, the Merom Yisada says in Zvachim there, daf Tezvav and Mabez, you have to say that for Rashi. Because Rashi Kepshuto is very difficult to understand. If it's just up until Kfura, and after Kfura, you can already do the Avodah that day. Okay. Either way, so if a Zohar, any of these Psulim do the Kmitza, even though in Zvachim you learned that they could do the Shechita, the parallel and the contrast here is, if you do Kmitza, it's Pasul. Because Kmitza must be done by a Kohen. Zar, Onein, Tvul Yom was going to become Tar tonight. By Shkia. Mechusar Begadim, Mechusar Kippurim, he didn't bring his carbon yet. Shalo Rachas, Yadav Araglav, he didn't wash his hands and his feet. Arel. What's an Arel? So again, Rashi, as he always does in Shas, Rashi here says, Arel, Kohen Arel, Shemesu Echav Machmas Mila. Rashi never wants us to forget what a definition of an RL is. His brothers died machas mila. Did he know what his grandson was going to say? If he knew this when he wrote all these shitas ready, I'm not sure. But as we know, Rabbeinu Tam holds in Yevamis and in Zvachim and elsewhere, an RL means he purposely does not get mila. If he doesn't get mila because halacha says he's not allowed to get mila, meso achav machmas mila, that's not called an RL. That's not called an RL, and he could eat carbon pesach, and he could eat truma. And it sounds like from here, the fact that Rashi says it here, he could even do the Avoda. Right, but in Zvachim, it wasn't so clear that Rashi even allowed that. Rabbeinu Tam elsewhere, in Yevamis, where else he's quoted, he says it about Truma and Karban Pesach. But would Rabbeinu Tam allow a Mesu Echav Machlas Milo to do the Avoda? That's already a jump. But the fact that Rashi says it here, if you contrast, if Rabbeinu Tam would argue with Rashi here, so then you say even Avoda. But that is not Mefurish. Tame, Yoshev, if a Kohen is sitting, he's got to be standing when he does the Avoda. Oh, but I got to be Kalim, I got to be Behem, I got to be Ragli Chaveru, if he's standing on something, on Kalim, on an animal, on his friend's feet, Pasul. All these cases, the Avoda is Pasul, because there can't be any Chatzitza between the ground either. Kamatz Bismol Pasul, if he does the Kmitza with his left hand, he is Pasul, you have to do it with your right hand. Ben Beseira Omer Yachzir. Ben Beseira says, as we'll see in the Gemara, he's arguing on all of the cases in the Mishnah. It doesn't pass the Karban, but if you did all of these Avodas, just put the Kometz back in, and then do it again, because your Kemitza was nothing, was meaningless, and therefore you have to do it again. The Rashba, we mentioned our Chiddush Rashba in Asifas Kanim, notes here, he does not think that Tame would work here, Pashtus. Because Tame was Matame the everything. So that one you can't do. Unless you say it's a type of Tumah that is low level that's not Matame. Like Nitba Besheretz, that you are Matame and you only touch the Kli. Just to work it out, but you might say that Tame is excluded. And the Yachzer Vehiklos Vimin. So even though Bebeseir is talking about small, but he really, the Gemara is going to say he means it by all of them. And go do the Kmitza B'Yamin afterwards. Kamatz, next halacha. Kamatz v'al b'yadu tsrar o gargir melach o karcha levana. If somebody does Kmitza, and under the Kmitza, under the three fingers, instead of just having the mincha, the flour, there's something else there. There's a rock, or a little piece of salt, or a little piece of levona, frankincense. Pasul, that pasul's. Why? Because then you're lacking in the kmitza. If you're do kmitza, if you have a little more, a little less than a kmitza, by the fistful, the three fingers full of a kohen, it's pasul. They do a yeser shekimsa mavurats. Yeser means it's overflowing. V'chaser shekimsa brashias paosa. Chaser could either be what we said before. You have something else in there, or you just did kmitza with the tips of your fingers, and you only have the flour under here rather than under the whole pot. Chidim Kubetzas here in Os Yudala notes, what's the chiddush of saying even if there's a piece of salt underneath, or a lavona? Because those are roi for the avoda just later. As I mentioned in the Hakdama, the salting is done right before you burn it. The kmitza, you have to have a full kmitza taken, you bring it up to the mizbeach, and then you salt it there before the haktara. So the chiddush of the mishnah is that you might have said, okay, salt, that's not a problem. It is a problem, because the salt only could come in afterwards. Or the lavona is put on the side of the mincha, but you don't have any lavona in the kmitza. So you might have said, oh, that's not a problem. No, even melach, even lavona, passel up the kmitza. That's the shidah b'kubetz is right here in Os Yud Dala. Fine. Says the Gemara, Lamalila Misni. What our Mishnah say? A minchas chote or any mincha have all these halachas? What's the difference? Just say all minchas. Lamalila Misni, Echa minchas chote, Echa kol benachos, Lisni, kol menachas shekibsa zaronin. Just say all menachas. There's no difference in halacha here. It's not like the first Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Lurab Shimon, it's Rech. Yeah, it is needed for Reb Shimon. Titania, because the Brisa says, we have this Gemara in Zvachan as well. Amar Reb Shimon, Bedinu, really, theoretically, says Reb Shimon, Shetei Minchas Chotei Tu Neshem V'Lavona. I would rather a Minchas Chotei, as we mentioned, the Olav Yoreitz, he brings a Gemara Mincha for an Aveira, it should have oil and frankincense on it. Shelo Yehi Chotei Niskar. Why? Because, well, we're giving him a cheaper carbon. He doesn't have to pay for the oil and the frankincense, just because he did an Aveira and it's not Mahuder. We don't want him to have a beautiful carbon. But he's saving a buck. So really, theoretically, we should make him have it. And why not? Why doesn't he? Shlo yei karban amuhudar. So he doesn't have a beautiful karban. That's more of a reason than choti niskar. That wins out. Ubedinu shetei chatas chelev. And also a regular karban chatas. Tuuna nesachim shimni nesachim. Just like a shlamim and an ola. Shlo yei choti niskar. Also, we should make the chatas worth more, cost more. And again, why don't we? Because we don't want him to have a beautiful carbon. So according to Reb Shimon, he said, we really want to make the Baal HaKarbon pay for it. If there's counter pressures, there's nothing we can do about it. But theoretically, that's the Svara. So Sakatai Dechamina. So we think here. We would have thought here. However, Amar Reb Shimon Shlo Yei Karbon HaMahudar. Since Reb Shimon says, there's a real issue of not making his carbon beautiful, kikamsi lapsulanami diskashi. You know what? So even if a puzzle does it should be okay. This is a low-level carbon. We want to make it a lowly carbon. So maybe we should say even puzzle people could do this kmitza. That's what we would have thought. That's the chiddush. Kamash Malan, the chiddush is even according to Reb Shimon, who says that svara, by a minchas chote, still we say it's going to be puzzle if a czar or other puzzle does the kmitza. Says the Gemara, Yahachi Hasamnami. So if that's true, so then in the parallel Mishnah in Zvachim, we should also explicate it. Hasamnami, Lisni, Echad Chatas Chelev, Echad Kalan Zvachim. Shekiblu Daman Zarva Onein, etc. Beginning of the second paragraph, on Daftes Vav, there in Zvachim, we should also say that it should explicate and say chatas chaylev. V'lei malar Reb Shimon etzrich. And it's the Gemara should say that, yes, we needed that extra phrase for Reb Shimon. Alama, why? Ki, why not? Alama, kibon detana le kol, v'lo ktani chutz kulhu mashma. Why is it that over there it says kol without exceptions? We assume that it means all of them. Sachanami, kibon detana kol, v'lo ktani chutz kulhu mashma. We should just say, all means everything. Meaning, even according to Reb Shimon, Lamaisa, what's the difference between the Mishnah here and the Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Tesvav? So the Gemara answers, it's Shrech. No, still there's a Chiddush here that we wouldn't have needed there. Salka Daita Chamina, Hoova Ukimna Lareisha, Delo Karib Shimin. Since we learned earlier, in the first Mishnah, we would say it's the local Reb Shimon. Why? Remember what Reb Shimon said? Reb Shimon was on the top of Beis Mabeis. The Reb Shimon said that no other Reb Shimon Omer. All Menachos Shol Lishmar Kasher. Right? Because Menachos aren't Domer Lizvachim. Because Maaseh Mochichan Aleho. There are different Sfaris that we had on Daf Beis. So we said that the Mishnah on Daf Beis is not like Reb Shimon. That's why we have to emphasize it here. That Sagala Lemon Hovu Kimna Lurib Shimon Delokrib Shim the Rasha Delokrib Shimon Seifanami Delokrib Shimon. We would have thought, just like the first Mishnah, Imanachis is against Rib Shimon, so do this Mishnah. If you wouldn't have explicated it at Kamashmalan, that's why you have to explicate it here. Even though the same thing in Zvachim applies. But in Zvachim, there's no reason for me to have thought otherwise that it's against Rib Shimon. But here I would have thought otherwise, so that's why it has to be more explicit. Period. By the way, we keep talking about Zvachim. Tonight we're going to have a shiur, 9:30, about Karban Asham. The nature of Karban Asham, everybody please bring a Masechah Zvachim. Because there'll be a lot of stories from Masechah Zvachim. I'm just going to copy the other Mar Makomos, but everybody please bring a Masechah Zvachim. Bez Hashem, that'll be tonight. So Amar Rav, Vaiter, the next statement, Zor Shekamat Yachzir. Rav says, a Zor that does Kemitza, put it back and do it again. But we learned in the Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama, that it's puzzle. What do you mean put it back? My puzzle, puzzle Ashiyachsir. No, the Tanakhama means it's puzzle until you put it back. It's the second thing that the second Mandomar said. What's the difference between the Tanakhama and Ben Beseira? If even the Tanakhama agrees that you could put it back. So, no. If you have the whole entire Komet still in your hand, and the puzzle could put it back, that's fine. Everybody agrees to that. Even the Rabbanan say, just put it back. Ki pligi to chaser komets. The machlokas is, if somehow, now the komets is lacking. So when you put it back, you're going to have to add in more flour anew. You're going to have to get more flour from your house, so to speak. So is that allowed? So Rabbanan, Savri, lo yavi mito peso v'yemalenu, you're not allowed to bring more flour from your house and fill it up. Why? Because, as Rashi explained, the Rabbanan hold that the kli is koveya, the kedusha. And therefore, this already was niskadesh, once it was in the kli, and therefore, you can't bring any more, because it's already niskadesh. Ben Beseira Savar Yavim Tapeso Vimaleno. Ben Beseira says, no, you can bring more from your house. Why? Because he says that the kemitza is makadesh. And here you didn't do a good kemitza. So it's like you didn't do anything yet. So that's why it's no problem to add more and start again. Ihachi, so if it's true, says the Gemara, that the issue here is whether you should bring more from your house or not. So the Mishnah says say that. Ben Beseira Omer Yachzer V'Yachzer V'Yiklas B'Yamin. That's what the Mishnah says. Ben Beseira Omer Yachzer V'Yavi Mitoch Beso V'Yamaleno V'Yachzer V'Yiklas B'Yamin Mi'Boilei. It should say that whole statement. Because it's not just he could do it again with his right hand. The whole machlokas here is that there's none left and you have to bring more. So that's what the Mishnah should have said. So the Gemara answers, okay, go back on what we thought. Kikama Rav Ben Beseira. When Rav made his statement that a Zor that comes Yachzer, forget the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would say, you're not allowed to do that. It's talking about Ben Beseira. The Rabbanan would say, though, you're not allowed to. Why not? What's the Nukudis of Machlokas? So the Achronim explain, the Evan Hazel and others explain, it must be that the Machlokas Tanam here is whether Avodah of a Pasul person is posel or just lacking. Does it Pasul the Karban? If a Pasul person does it, that's the Rabbanan. And therefore, you can't do it again. Rabbi Beseira says, no, you just didn't do the Avodah. It's Lav Shmei Avodah, and therefore you can do it again, because you didn't ruin it yet. That's the Machlokas here. Whether it's ruined, or whether it's just unfulfilled. That's the Machlokas between the Tanakhama and Ben Beseira. So Pshita, so the Gemara says now, if that's what Rav meant, was according to Ben Beseira, that's exactly what the Mishnah said. So what's the Chiddush? So Ma, the Tema, Adkan Lokom Mechshar Ben Beseira, Ela Bismol, you might have thought that Ben Beseira is only talking about the last halacha, that he can do it from left to right, aval shar psulin lo, but he doesn't allow you to redo it by all the other ones in the Mishnah, kamash malahan. That's the chiddush that, yes, even by the other psulim, you can do it. There's no difference between smol and the other psulim. So now the Gemara says, what was the havamina? Maishna smol, and again, this Gemara we had in Zvachan, the next 10 lines. Maishna smol, why by smol do we say it's not a problem and you can do it again? Da ashkechan lanech sheira b'yom kippurim, we find on Yom Kippur, even though most avodos you're not allowed to do with your left hand, on Yom Kippur, we know that you're allowed to do the avodah when the Kohen Gadol is going into the Kodesh Kodashim, he's allowed to carry the heavy machta with the coals in his right hand and the ktores in his left hand. Why? Because the Gemara says in Yuma, it's heavy and it's hot. So he needs something stronger for both of those. That's why he's allowed to put that in his right hand. And then the Torah's in his left hand. Right? And the Dvar Avram says that once the Torah says this, this is what you have to do. Let's say he would bring in one at a time. You would still have to bring the Torah in your left hand. Because once the Torah says this is Avodah B'Smol, that's what you have to do it. So you see, that's why small is not so bad. And that's why you would say you could go back and do it with your right hand afterwards, because the small didn't really ruin. It's a Zarnami. Ashkanach Chasher B'Shchita. What do you mean? Zar also. It has a Hechsher B'Shchita. So again, what's the Havamina to be Mechalik? Zar also, your Zar is allowed to do Shchita. So why would you have had a Havamina to be Mechalik? So our answer, Shchita Lav Avodahi. As we had yesterday, 2 days ago. Shchita is not an avodah. Don't bring me any rayas that a zar could do shchita, because that's not saying that he could really do something so important, as we had the 3 days in the Rishonim yesterday. Velo, is that really true, that it's not an avodah? V'yomer Rabzeir Amarav, shchita's parav is arpsula. A zar is not allowed to shech the paraduma on harazesim. V'yomer Rav Allah, and Rav says, Elazar v'chuka ksibba. Why? Because Elazar, the assistant Kohen Gadol, v'chuka ksibba. And doesn't that mean that it's an avodah? It's an avodah. Shchita is an avoda, and that's why Zar can't do it there. And therefore, when a Zar can do other ones, that shows that a Zar can do avoda. Answers the Gemara: no, shiny para. Don't bring me rice from para duma to kachi bedek abayisi. That's kachi bedek abayisi. It's not in a carbon in the normal sense. So don't tell me it's an avoda. So Gemara says vav kol techenu. Then it's a kol shekain. It's a kavachomer. Kachi bedek abayis bo kahuna. Kachi mizbeach lo bo kahuna. So surely it should need a kahuna, and yet it doesn't. A Zar can do that avoda, a shchita. So again, that shows that a zar has a heter, and therefore it should not be any different than small. So Amar of Shisha, Breder Avidi, Midi Dahavi, Amaris Negoim. No, the reason that you need a Kohen there is not because it's really an avodah. It's like Maris Negoim looking at a Negat Saras, the lava avodah, he boy kahuna. It's not an avodah, you need a Kohen. So to Shchita might be an act that requires, it's not an avodah and requires kahuna. I'm sorry, so too by Paraduma. Right, but it's la dafka that it is an avoda. So what do we say? Shchita is not an avoda, and therefore there's no problem. Small is unique; it's not similar to zar. So Gemara says, one second, when they left me bama, but a zar could do the avoda on a bama, and if you could do an avoda on a bama, doesn't that show that it has a heter? V'chitem mi bama lo yafin. And if you want to say you don't learn from bama, v'atanya mi nayin liyotze shema lo yevet. How do you know there's no psul if a animal went out? Yotze, if it went up on the base on the mizbeach, it stays there. Shari yotze kasher b'bama. So you see, we do learn halachas from a bama, because bama doesn't have a psul yotze. So Gemara answers, Tana azos torah saola samechlei. Really, it's not, the limit is not from Bama. It's really from zos torah saola. It's really from a pasuk comparing. That's why you'd be able, it would be able to stay up. But don't tell me that, don't think that a zar has a heter, and that's why only smol and not zar. One more line. El ha'tayma dashmin and rav, halav ha'chi avamina b'shar psul and pasul rabbi b'mesera. What's that? The only chiddish, the only way that I know that ben b'seira matters by all the psulim is because Rav said it. Otherwise, they wouldn't. V'atanya, but the Brisa says b'feirish. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim. Machshoy ben b'seira b'chol psulim kulon. V'tanya, v'kamatz bisham imakom shiragli hazar omdos. You have to take kamitza from there. Ben b'seira omer minayin shem kamatz bispol shiachser v'yachser v'yikmos b'yamin. How do you know you could do it? Tamal omer v'kamatz bisham imakom shakamatz kvar. You're allowed to do it from where the kamitza was done already. V'kivon to cross stomach sivba mali small mali sharp psulin. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Why would if I had a havamina that ben b'seira would not allow you to fix it by other psulim? So the Gemara answers, El ha'kamash lan Rav, the chiddush of Rav is kamas v'afilu kidesh. The chiddush of Rav is even if you already put the kamitza into the second klishares, even there you're allowed to go back. V'la fuke mihani tanoi, and against the following tanoim, that would argue on that. Okay, we'll stop here before we see the other tanoim. Again, tonight, Shir 9:30, Karban Asham, bring a Meseches Zvachim. And again, today's Shia was sponsored for the end of the week of Sheva Brachas by Mayor Shandy Fuchs, in honor of the marriage of their daughter Shira and Avram Hertz, and to the Machatanim, Rabbi Yonasan and Rochelle Hertz. They should be Zocha to build a Bayis Neman B'Yisrael.